Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Founder Story. Today we have an incredible guest. He is all about impact, which if you have ever watched this show, we are on a mission to impact 100 million people. So that's why today I had to bring in Larry Brinker Jr., who is an award-winning entrepreneur, impact investor, all about impact. He's a mentor. He's the chief executive officer, the CEO and president of Brinker, which is an incredible family legacy, which we're going to dive into. But Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm super excited to dive in. We had a great pre-show conversation. But before we do that, I'd love to understand the inspiration that your father had behind creating this business.
Absolutely. My father, his journey is nothing short of amazing. He started his career as a carpenter's apprentice, and he learned the trade of carpentry and went on to become a journeyman and foreman. And from there, had an opportunity to create his first company, and that was back in 1989.
That's amazing. And can you tell me, what was it like the day when he told you, hey, I want you to take over the business? Or was it more like you said, hey, Dad, I want to take over the business. What was that like?
It was really interesting. So I went to the University of Michigan, majored in civil and environmental engineering with a concentration in construction management. So in the back of my mind, I always knew I wanted to work for the family business. But the way I was raised, everything was earned, nothing was given. And so when I decided to join the business, I went through the interview process just like everyone else, started it with an entry level $45,000 job, and really worked my way through the company. I held various roles and responsibilities. And just like any kid would think, I thought I was ready for leadership day one. And so oftentimes I would say, hey, I'm ready to be the boss. And my father looked at it and said, yeah, well, just keep working and learning and getting that experience. And when that time comes, it comes. And it was never really a real conversation as to, hey, I'm ready for you to take over the business. But what he did, which is an amazing decision and could be a case study at many business schools, but he actually brought in a gentleman who had recently sold his company in construction to an international company. And he brought him in for 4 years to be my mentor and to train me to become president and CEO. And so I went through a 4-year process where I worked specifically with this gentleman. It was the best thing that ever happened going through a G1 to G2 transition, because I never had to work day to day with my father. And it was almost after that fourth year, I was completely ready to run the company at that point. And it was almost like an unveiling where I had a different level of respect coming from my father for the role that I was stepping into.
Well, Larry, that's incredible. I mean, I've never heard anyone do that before. But that makes total sense. If you really want to set someone up for success, you bring in a basically professional mentor who's done it, who you know can help you learn, or the person that you want to then put into place. I mean, that's amazing. I think they should teach that at schools. So let's dive into the mentorship part, because obviously mentorship for you is critical. And I know you've also had the idea that you need to then pass that on to others and you give other people a chance. Can you talk to me about that?
Sure. So my father, like I said, was a carpenter, and even how he got into carpentry was nothing short of amazing. He actually went in to apply for a job one day, and the receptionist said they weren't hiring. And just so happened, the owner of the company was walking down the stairs and overheard the conversation and brought him into his office for 10 minutes. And he says, "Hey, I hear you're here for a job. We're really not hiring, but I'm looking to find people of color to work for me. And construction's difficult, but if you can show up to work and work hard, I'll hire you as a truck driver."
We will return to our show shortly, but first, let's talk about today's sponsor, Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers. Did you know 4 out of 5 Americans don't get enough magnesium? Crucial for over 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Here are signs of magnesium deficiency: irritability, anxiety, insomnia, muscle cramps, high blood pressure, and even constipation. I know I suffer from a few of these, but many supplements don't work well because they use low quality magnesium. That's why Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers is recommended, offering 7 forms of absorbable magnesium. Bio-Optimizers stands by their products with a 365-day money-back guarantee. That's insane. So make sure you visit biooptimizers.com, bioooptimizers.com/Dan Robbins. That's bioooptimizers.com/DanRobbins for a special offer. And make sure you use the code Founders, 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 and you get your 10% off. So check out biooptimizers.com to learn more. And back to the show.
And if you do a good job for 3 months, I'll sponsor you to become an apprentice. And if you graduate apprenticeship school, I'll sponsor you to be a carpenter in my company. And so that's how he actually began his journey. And so just from the standpoint of that, the opportunity that he received, I feel led me to where I am in my seat today, that ultimately I look at it as being a huge honor. I'm super grateful for it, but it also comes with great responsibility to pass that same mentorship, that same opportunity down to the next person, whether that's through providing people opportunities for gainful employment, if it's helping an entrepreneur build his business or her business, or within our own four walls of our company and helping employees with their career journeys of moving up in their careers. That's one of the things that I'm most proud of, is if you ask any of our employees, they'll say that through my leadership, I've been able to provide several opportunities for people to grow in their careers within our company as well.
I think being a leader is all the things that you had just talked about. Many business owners, though, they're afraid. They're afraid that if they help someone, that they might become their competitor. But I'm with you. I'm on the same mindset, that you never know what's going to happen or how the relationships or where the person's going to be in the organization. I commend you. I'm inspired by how you are really so focused on leadership. Let's dive into legacy. So what does legacy look like for you?
Legacy for me.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Is the success in terms of your name being out there, notoriety or money or anything of that nature, but it's really carrying on the dream, carrying on the vision from the legacy founder, actually, in my case, being my father. I look at what he was able to accomplish. Many people would not have been able to kind of go through his journey and be successful. He had to overcome a ton of barriers and hurdles, and through the course of his journey, he was able to give so many people hope and inspiration and careers and opportunities to take care of their family. And so for me, it's taking what he's built and me standing on his shoulders and being able to progress that forward in a way that hopefully I can do even more than what he did to not only really progress the company, but also make him proud and make our family proud. It's interesting when you think about Brinker, it's our last name and it's the name of our company. So we can't run from it. So with that, all we can do is continue to live on our values and who we are, our character, how we treat people in the community, how we treat employees, how we treat clients and partners. And that is really the most important thing when I think about legacy, is being able to hear people talk about what my father has done in the past, and in the same breath, talk about what I've been able to do in a positive light. And that's what it's truly about for me.
I can only imagine, if I was working in a family business, just how great it is to work with your family, but also how challenging it is when you want to make a name for yourself, or you want to show like your impact in the organization. So when people look back, let's say 10, 20 years from now, and they look at Brinker and they think of Larry, what type of impact do you want to have?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually just had a talk about this recently, but essentially it starts with you having the confidence to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And for me, what drove me was making sure that I did everything in my power to counteract anyone that may have thought I was here strictly because of nepotism. So I worked harder than all of my counterparts. I was equally prepared, if not more prepared, just as smart. And with that, I wanted to make sure that I built my own genuine relationships. And so oftentimes what I did when I first joined the industry, and even secondarily as I went into leadership, was to make sure that I was building a network of like people in the industry who respected me for who I was and not just who my father is. And that was really the most important aspect of my journey thus far, was to make sure that I was building those genuine relationships and networks where people respected me for my own actions and me as a person and my own character and values as well.
If somebody told you, Larry, we want you to speak in front of our business school next week, what lesson would you teach those students?
I think the biggest lesson I would say is, there's a few, but one that comes to mind is, like I said, be comfortable being uncomfortable and treat everyone as if they're the billionaire in the room, because you never know whose path you will cross and how they can impact your life. I talk about my father's opportunity. He would have never thought in a million years that a 3-minute conversation would change the trajectory of our family's life, right? And with that, as you go through your personal life, you go through your professional career, oftentimes you will find yourself in various situations or scenarios that good things happen when you least expect them. So if you treat people equally without passing judgment, you never know how someone can help you in your life, and from there, how you can help people as well.
It's incredible that you say that, since we're talking about fathers, because my father, the one lesson that I really remember is that right there. And he always said the same thing, like treat the janitor like, you know, treat everyone the same. It doesn't matter who they are. And you really, really never know. In business, business is a small world. I know it sounds funny, but people in different countries that I had run into like many years before, people that became, you know, management, people that became my mentors, who I could have said something bad about, you know, many, many decades before, but turns out they became like my best friend. You really have no idea who somebody will be in your life or who somebody will become. So I'm really happy that you shared that. Lastly, I want to know, you have tons of awards, EY Entrepreneur of the Year. You have 40 Under 40. You have so many different awards that you've gotten. And I can imagine if I was to tell you to only choose your favorite, it'd be hard. So I'm more interested in, out of all these awards, what personally really was important to you? So I don't know if it was an award that you always wanted to get, or one that maybe someone told you you could never get, you know, something that was so personal to you that when you got it, it made you want to cry.
I would say for me, I never go about business for the accolades or awards. I kind of keep my head down and have a purpose of accomplishing the mission at hand. And from that hard work and focus, good things happen. But I can say the one that's probably most special to me is the Cranes 40 Under 40 Award, because the night of the award, I didn't know until that night, but my father won that award in like the early 90s, and I was aware of that. But until that night, we didn't know that we were the first father-son duo to win that award. And it's been some very powerful and influential people who have won Cranes 40 Under 40. And to be that first father-son duo to do so was very special.
I love those moments. Like, that's why we do business, right? Those moments are really special. So I appreciate you being here today. Larry, you shared some super insightful things. I think a lot of people learn. We should play this at business schools. I think there's a lot to learn and unpack from you. But if people want to get in touch with you and they want to learn more, they want to book you for speaking at their organization, how can they do so?
Yes, absolutely. So they can visit my website at LarryBrinkerJr.com, or they can visit my LinkedIn site, which is Larry Brinker Jr. as well.
Well, Larry, thanks again for joining us today on Founder Story. And thank you for all you do to inspire thousands, if not maybe millions of other people in your lifetime as well.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.